This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
What's wrong with the Braves? It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And I don't say that lightly. Look, the season is far from over, but we are not playing our best baseball. We know that. Yesterday, 19 strikeouts. That's a number I can't even make up, Mike, to say, oh, well, guess how many times? You serious? 19 times? We're not hitting consistently. The lineup right now, up and down, it doesn't matter. Pick your guy, is not getting it done. And so Mike and I have been trying to put our finger on, all right, what is exactly wrong? We asked you earlier to express your frustrations, and guys, you did at 404-726-0929. But Mike, as we talk about what's missing, because that's really what we're saying here, right? The talent is there. This is the same core group, guys, that 2 years ago was hitting the cover off the ball. What is missing, Mike?
Well, I think a couple of things. First off, you missed Kevin Seitzer. He was with a lot of these guys as they came through their development.
This
remember,
is true.
Seitzer was with the team for like 10 years. I'm not joking around. I'm not being a wise ass about this. He basically came up with Snitker in the system, and he knew Snit. He knew a lot of these guys. He helped develop them. And I just thought, you know, when you have the greatest hitting team in Braves history in 2023, and you have a year later, you fire the guy? And Hires is a great hitting coach, too. He was part of the Rangers World Series team, right? But that's one part of it. The bigger thing, and this is one, as we said yesterday, that you can't put a stat on it, you can't quantify it, but it's just the where's the balls? Where's the voice? Where's the guy who's setting the tone when things aren't going well? Well, you and I have been asking about this for 2 years now. And give a credit to Dave O'Brien, because we're on the air 2-7, rarely get a chance ever to be in the Braves clubhouse.
That's true.
So I can't tell you, I can't come on the air and say, you know, I was in the clubhouse when I wasn't. I mean, there are guys in this town who will lie about stuff like that. We don't do that on this show. But anyway, having not been in the clubhouse recently, my not to name names, but my spidey sense tells me they're missing some leadership. Well, David O'Brien, who's in there every day, he just tweeted this about a half hour ago. Dave from The Athletic says, going to share something I told a friend. Braves absolutely miss Ron Washington and have since the spring of 2024. Dave writes, this team doesn't have a loud, swaggering player who's a leader and keeps it loose, yelling profanities and wisdom all the time. Wash was that, like no coach I've known. That old school piece that we just don't have, and I don't hear it. That's why I was so happy to hear Matt Olson say, this blank's got to stop. You know, somebody show some emotion.
I mentioned this, Mike, about Wash and how he interacted with guys, and it made him, you know, feel, and I see we use the term loose, but just made him not necessarily think about the day, the pitcher they're facing. You need that. It can't all be business. And I mentioned this a few weeks ago about what I knew, not what I heard, and how Wash went about his business and talking to guys and dealing with them. And Eric Young as well. I mean, you know, those two guys were two peas in a pot, which is why they left, and they went out to Los Angeles. It may not work out there, Mike, because that's not an organization that's committed to winning.
Off to a nice start this year.
Well, yeah, better, but you know, they don't have all the pieces. But the fact of the matter is, do you agree with that? Do you think that is the missing element right now?
Well, I mean, there's a number of things that are missing right now. You're missing Ronald Acuna. You're missing Jerks and Profar. You know, you got a bunch of guys that are just not, you know, playing clutch. But when things are, I mean, when things aren't going well, again, this is stuff in time and memorial in baseball. There's always been one of those guys. And I do think, and it was funny, one of our callers brought it up earlier today about like what Jock Peterson was. You know, I mean, it's funny. Josh Donaldson was so not a Braves player because we're so corporate and buttoned down. That's just never, like, I know that people don't get my drift when I go down this road, but the Braves are very corporate and buttoned up. They've always have been. So that's what I ask when things are going rough or things aren't going well. Who's in there shaking things up? Hey, guys, let's get our head out of our, you know, whatever. Let's do something different. Change it up. Somebody, who's that voice? And that's what David O'Brien just said. Hey, that guy doesn't exist on this team.
So what's funny about what you're saying is in 21, that wasn't the vibe. The vibe was I'm a man and I'm going to wear pearls to the ballpark.
Right.
Right? The vibe was, Eddie! Right. Eddie!
We are those blanks,
correct.
Right? Remember that?
It was that's not buttoned up. And to your point—
No, but that's what I'm saying. That was so unbrave for them to do it.
Yes, that is not buttoned up. That is, we are loose, we're fun, we're going to have fun, and you had enough guys that came across to the fan base. Right now, I do think guys are pressing. And why wouldn't you be? We've only won 5 games. I mean, like I said this, the Rockies are the worst team in Major League Baseball. They've got 3 wins. We've got 5.
You know what they did?
What'd they do?
Fired their hitting instructor.
Really? Already?
I kid you not. Helsley Bam Bam Mullins fired by the Rockies as their hitting instructor.
Wait, see, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, that's not going to do it. The Rockies are just not a good team.
No, but I mean, here in Atlanta, though, the hitting instructor always is the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
Well, a guy like Seitzer, who's really good at it.
Somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to go. I'm not saying somebody has to go right now, but Mike, in those situations when you have the worst record in the league and you start off like this, somebody's got to pay the price. What do you guys think is missing? That's what we're asking you. 404-726-0929. If anything, I keep hearing we're going to, you know, it's going to get hot. We're going to catch on, and this is going to, we're going to snap to, when? When is it going to happen? Do we have to wait till Ronald Acuna gets back for that to happen? I mean, like that's, if you're telling me that's what's going to get us back on track, I don't know, man. I just feel like right now it's up and down the lineup, and you saw it against Toronto. Again, I would not have guessed, hey, by the way, Braves are going to play Toronto in the season, series ending game, and they're going to strike out 19 times. The top two guys in the lineup are going to strike out, what, 8 times each?
Well, I mean, when's the last time you had a team that, you know, goes, look at the arc from 2023.
4 times.
The core of this team is here. Now, we're still missing Ronald Acuna. I get that. We went back and looked at the numbers. I mean, you got Austin Riley. You got Albies. The guys that were there in 23, the only guy missing, Rosario, was here. Ozuna is temporarily out. But, you know, Ozuna's been one of the few guys doing his job. But, I mean, the core group of the guys, RC actually batted 250 that year.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he was really, I mean, the whole team was raking. And good hitting was contagious. Now, I don't know what happened in 24. A lot of folks felt the dead ball hurt the Braves more than anybody because of our home run pop. I don't know, perhaps. But this is where when you're literally lost because there's no reason, nothing can explain why we're so bad at hitting. You need something that you need something in that clubhouse. You need some X factor. You need somebody to do something. You know? Hell, man. You know, I don't care, man. Do a hot foot, Carl. I mean, you know, do anything. I mean, somebody do something, right? But when you don't have any voices that are comfortable in that role, then that vacuum isn't filled.
And it seems like it's not right now. I don't know if it will be, but Mike, I do think you're right about this. And right now, that role, whoever it is,
right.
You know, we don't know. But whoever it is, it's not being filled.
I mean, for instance, okay, we're in a really bad like run of baseball right now. Okay. You know, Schwellenbach, you know, didn't have his best stuff. The third time around, they kind of got to him. And Saylor's been struggling. This is why I bellyache and I moan about more pitching. So the next game coming up is the Twins.
Yes.
Who's on the bump for the Braves? Bryce Elder.
Yeah.
That's not great. That's not a great proposition when things aren't going well. A guy you know is not going to go deep and is probably going to give up a couple of runs that you can't match.
By the way, Twins are not bad. These next few series, I mean, they're a 7-win team, but the fact is that this doesn't get easier for us with the Twins coming in, and then I think we have the Cards. Nevertheless.
By the way, I joked with Day-Day today, I said we checked all my boxes. every one of my pet peeves the last 10 years. Urban Meyer, Tush Push, the Braves hitting instructor, and now, of course, not enough pitching for the Braves. All my, and Aaron Rodgers. Carl, I think we're 5-for-5 on all my triggers today.
Well, listen, it's easy when the teams are playing like this and all the storylines have to do with guys that you despise. That's easy. Mm. I will say this. 26 in RBIs, that's what our rank is.
Oh,
that's terrible. With this team, with this lineup, with these guys, 26 in the league, that, again, you can talk about the pitching, but guys, the reason we have not won, the reason why we have not won consistently or why we shouldn't win or haven't won the way we should, we don't hit. We haven't hit. There are two fundamental things that have happened, at least up to this point in the season, leaving runners in scoring position, runners on base, and strikeouts. Those two things go hand in hand, and that's why we're 26 in the league, as Day-Day was just telling me, in Major League Baseball. That's not going to get it done.
Well, and one of our callers earlier today, we were talking about, you know, what's going on, and he was kind of losing the faith with Michael Money Harris. And I've kind of thrown some comments in the last couple of days, and I said earlier, Carl gives me sort of like the rock, the people's eyebrow. Right? You give me that, he just did it again when I mentioned Money Harris. Now, we can debate what a leadoff hitter is supposed to be in 2025, but you realize Money Harris has got 67 at-bats. He's only got 3 walks.
Yeah.
You know, and again, sometimes Ozzy will rotate in versus lefty-righty, but a leadoff hitter, nowadays, as you guys know, it's walk or hit a home run.
Work
or occasionally strike out. But I'm just saying, that's where Money Harris is maybe just better always serving in the bottom of the lineup. And as Acuna gets back, he's back up top, obviously.
Well, I'll say this before we move on, Mike, and that is, this is why I don't point the finger at Snit. How can you go from being able to maneuver the lineup that he did in our World Series year, and even the years after, where he has been able, Mike, to make magic with the guys that have been brought in, and now all of a sudden he doesn't know what he's doing. I think you're misguided there. And I think Snit, even on this road trip, you go back the last week or so, he's been trying to adjust this lineup accordingly, Mike. They just haven't hit. It doesn't matter who's leading off. It's been Ozzy. It's been Money. It doesn't matter. So from that standpoint, Snit is doing everything he can. I know the staff is doing everything they possibly can. At some point, the player.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're going to have to do what they need to do.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.